All right, folks, it's time for a fishing report. I've got Leif in here, and it's, well, we've had the opening day at the lakes, and I was curious how things went. I know that Leif has to work. I don't know. Leif, did you get out on lakes?
Yeah, you know, I did a little bit. No. A little bit after work that day. I got a chance to get out for a few hours and got into some nice fish. But, it really sounds like everybody had a great time. And I know that, I got to give the shout out to the WDFW's truck drivers because they've been so busy working on that Wanapum Dam thing that everybody's kind of heard a little bit about.
Oh.
That I know it's really stretched them just in their everyday work, including trying to get those fish into the lake for opening day for us, which they still managed to do. So definite big ups to those guys.
Yeah. So yeah, way to go, you guys.
Yeah, keep it on the road, guys.
I'm sure we'll be hearing some reports of how everybody did. But lake day opening is always kind of a big deal for little kids to get out there and see some action and stuff. But we've also got probably some news coming in of some holdovers and some nice fish that are finding new homes and so on, like kokanee. And so what you got going there?
Well, yeah, I would mention first, I guess, the holdovers. Definitely had some reports of fish that made it through last winter and are up to an even bigger size this year. They were last year's catchables, so you can expect them to be nice and fat now. Campbell, on good years, always has that habit of doing so, and it has a nice protein-rich feed source of those ram's horn snails and big green leeches. And so, you know, those fish always get chubby, and I know that some fish have held over there as well. The catchables are going to grow fast. Big Twin is holding over now with the aerator. However, there are a few more fish in that basin, so, you know, they'll be about 12 to 14 inches for you instead of 10 or 12.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's still a good time, and your catch frequency might be a little higher there because there's more fish, like I say. But, the kokanee, you know, like we mentioned last week, Patterson has a good supply of those, and people are taking them. As well, I forgot to mention, though, that Alta Lake, it got, I think it was about 3, maybe 4 years ago now, it started getting kokanee put into it. And I heard, you know, within the first 2 years, they were starting to get decent sized. Mm-hmm. And now I would bet that they are, because they're kind of hitting that niche feed that hasn't been exploited yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's also some huge rainbow trout in there. So if you're trolling for those delicious little kokanee, then you also might stand a chance of hooking into, anything from your average catchable to some of those jumbos that the guys down south are known to put in there once in a while.
the surprise big Jim that you might run into.
Yeah, you know, I would just say get out there and check out those new opportunities. I saw a really cool picture on Facebook. One of my friends had posted of his wife with single-person doubles, I would call it, because up at Black Pine, you can use some bait gear, and she had set up what I like to do for ice fishing, a drop shot setup with the weight on the bottom, a hook a little off the bottom, and then another hook a little ways above that.
Yeah.
And she had two fish on the same line, two nice cutthroat, and she had a huge grin on her face to equal those two nice cutthroat. And I saw a stringer of their fish in the pictures. They looked really good. You know, it's a little early up there, but maybe do like they did, bring some wood, start a fire up there and have some lunch. Make sure you bring some extra clothes. I noticed there's still a little snow on the other side of the lake, but obviously it's clear to get up to Black Pine. Check that out. You know, check out all these lakes that just opened. I think you'll have a really great time. Get the kids out there, because like we were saying, it's that time of the year.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want to know what's going on at Methow Fishing Adventures, just look us up at flyfishersproshop.com. We'll get you out on the water and having fun. And hey, everybody, enjoy the sun to come in this spring and get out there to fish on.
Fish on.